Let's go live to Leonard Maltin, who's live on the line with us. Leonard, tell us more about Elizabeth Taylor. She was really something.
Well, she lived her life. She grew up right in front of us. The world watched her grow up. She was a little girl when she first came here from England, was discovered, put in the movies in the 1940s, and was a very striking child. You know, she was an adolescent when we first saw her, when the world first saw her. And then featured in films like National Velvet and Lassie Come Home first, and then National Velvet, and then you know, as a teenager in films like Father of the Bride, and then life and real life collided as she married for the first time while she was still a young woman and under contract to MGM, and that's when the headline Elizabeth Taylor and the movie Elizabeth Taylor started to coexist.
Yeah, there was no question her personal life was filled with drama. There was the whole Richard Burton thing.
Well, everything. I mean, her multiple marriages and her health crises and her many, many movies all kind of tumbling together after a certain point. But I think the thing is that she was a better actress than she ever got credit for.
Well, I remember one of the first films I remember of her was Butterfield 8, in which she was terrific.
Well, that's the one that won her Oscar.
Exactly.
And some people said that was a sympathy Oscar because she hadn't won the year before for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, or a year or two earlier. But, you know, she gave a lot of good performances. She was, when she was well cast and when she, you know, had a good director, she gave wonderful performances.
All right. Leonard, we have to go here, but Leonard Maltin, a film critic there, and obviously very familiar with the career.